Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Boomer Bunker live stream. I am one of your hosts, John Jamingo. Alongside me is the Duchess.
Good evening.
Bob,
Happy New Year.
Boomer Bob is on assignment. He was on the Epstein flight log list, and he is seeking counsel as we speak. So, Duchess, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm not on the flight list, so.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Okay. What a mess.
Well, again, distraction. Let's eke out some stuff so we can take away from other stuff that's happening.
Wait, other things are happening? What?
Donald Trump put out this list of things that happened during the election, and it's all documented. It's a PDF that you can download, and it goes by every state and everything that's going wrong. And I mean, the shit that's going on. And then now, if you go to Twitter or on the main, not the mainstream, you know, the mainstream media, they're like, oh, this is debunked. Oh, we've already talked about this is debunked. Well, if it's been debunked, then he's taking a big chance. And they're like, yeah, his lawyer said you mean the lawyer that was indicted that was going to go to jail for I don't know how many years unless they cut a deal?
Exactly.
That lawyer. It's basically
seems
like.
Legit.
Yeah, well, again, it's blackmail. And it's the same. It's like Epstein Island. We got this on you. If you don't want to do all this time, you better sidle up to that microphone and say what we want you to say.
That's right. Start talking.
All right. Can I talk about my beginning of my day?
Yes, please share that.
So I come down here and I'm trying to get the Rodecaster Pro, the thing, the mixer that I use, has a recording thing. So I go to record. It won't record.
Correct.
Look in, I'm going through the manual. I'm like, what's going on? Do I have a setting wrong or whatever? So I call Rode's technical support, which I have on speed dial.
Because like I've already
sent two mixers back and I have another one ready to go again. That one that seized up. So
oh my God.
And they just sent this one back. This one was just repaired and sent back to me, the one that I have here.
Yes, remember that.
So I call the guy up. He goes, oh, let's try this. See that reset button there? I go, yeah. He goes, well, hit the reset and all. Now I'm not even thinking. I hit reset and everything, all my settings.
Gone.
I'm like, oh, no. He goes, what? I go, did that just reset the whole thing? He goes, yeah. He goes, oh, you can put the, I'm like, it takes a while to set this thing up.
Well, you got nothing but time, right? You got tech support guy, like, just hit reset.
Nothing but time.
Yeah.
So we go through the whole thing. He gets another guy comes on and he says, well, why don't you order another SD card? Maybe the SD card's bad. I said, guess what? I have a brand new one right here. I'll open this thing up and jam it in there and let's see what happens. I put it in there. It doesn't work. He goes, I said, oh, wait a minute. Let me put it in my computer. Oh, works in my computer. So it's not the card. So he goes, well, something. I said, nah. I said, listen, I'm a bit of a troubleshooter myself. You know what? I fancy myself a bit of a troubleshooter myself. So let's think about this. If it works here and doesn't work in there, is it the card or is it the machine? Uh-huh. And he's like, well, I guess it could be the board. I go,
could be.
Don't you guys test these things before you send them back to a customer? Okay. So now, that's what I have to do. The broken one back here that doesn't work at all, I have to send that back. When they fix that, that comes back here. I get to put that back in, set it all up again, then take this one, put it back in the box, and ship it back to them. So we go through that whole thing, and that's fine. Now, I test it, so I do the show before the show. I go on just to make sure that everything is working. And the people are, you know, our people, our fans,
our peeps.
They come in and they're talking and chatting. Now I'm doing the show before the show.
I know. I was at the gym. I'm like, we're live. I'm like, okay.
So then
I knew you were going to do that, yeah.
So then Lisa says, hey, what about Jamingo Bingo? And I said, okay. you know what? I said, well, I had some time. I said, let me just take the Jamingo bingo card. And I went online where you can get free bingo cards made. So here's Jamingo bingo. So I go and I put them all in. And I was proud of myself. I'm like, oh, look at this. And you get 30 cards. And you says it says, put this link in. Everybody gets a card. It should be randomized and all this. I'm watching videos as I'm trying to get this. I'm watching videos to do this because I care. I care about our audience. If you want to do Bingo Jamingo, you know, who am I to say no? You know, so I do this. I said, and they're like, well, they're not random. I'm like, what?
Now that's probably the part you have to pay for.
Now I'm troubleshooting Jamingo bingo cards. Come on.
You can just send me the words and I'll randomize them.
Budfucker says, the first thing I hear is John say, let me put it in. I don't even know what that
is. A great start.
I don't even know what that
What's wrong with that? You guys are complaining?
Give that's the people stopping. What they want, Budfucker. Absolutely.
The peoples.
Right. People's. About time you did something for us, John. I'm trying.
He's trying over here. Come on, you.
Yes. So I said, here's the link to the videos. Here's the link to tell you how to do this. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Leave John Jamingo alone.
Yeah. So here we are. We're doing the first show of 2024. Oh,
yes.
That was
happy
the other
2024,
thing.
Everyone.
Yeah, happy 2024. Mm-hmm. So I come to just, you know, make up the StreamYard and do all the stuff that I do. And I realize that now we're only doing Thursdays. Everything says like Monday and Thursday on here and here. I'm like, none of this is right. Back into Canva. I'm changing stuff. Oh, this is crazy. So that,
is Jimmy here?
I know. Now I'm just me. I got Jimmy's story for you too today.
I can't wait.
So he says, I get all that done. I'm up taking stuff down, uploading it. I mean, it's been a busy day. Thank God I didn't have anything else to do. So I get it all done. And then I'm in the middle of this and I hear.
I can't wait.
So I'm like, who the hell's knocking on the door at 5 o'clock at night or whatever? So I go to the camera, you know, the back door camera. I look and there's the Jimmy. And he's sitting and standing there.
So in there, Johnny.
So I call him. I go, what's up, dude? He goes, let me in. I go,
let me in.
I said, I ain't had time for this. I got a lot of stuff to get ready for 7 o'clock. He goes, all right. I'm going to leave a menu in here. I'm buying dinner tomorrow night. Okay. All right.
So he couldn't just email it to you or text it? Oh, is it with his dirty,
dirty dick beater, big dirty dick beater fingers, sausage fingers.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So tomorrow night we're doing the Daily Jamingo. He is going to be a guest host tomorrow. He's coming on
the fill-in guest. He's guest host.
Well, he would have been here whether you were here or not. He would have still been here. Duchess can't make it tomorrow. She's got a dinner.
I cannot.
Attend.
I do.
Her presence is requested somewhere else.
Yes.
So she's not going to be here. So then I said, oh, wait till I tell the Duchess that the Jimmy's going to be here.
I love him. I don't care.
what night was it? It was the last Thursday night. You and I were.
We had a call. We talked.
We were talking about the show and what we're going to do and how we're going to do 2024. The phone rings and it's the Jimmy.
It was so great.
So I take my phone and I connected to the Rodecaster Pro, so I put it in here. He's in here talking to Kate and I, and oh my God, this he is a character, isn't he?
I don't know how you deal with him. I see it from my side, and I don't have as much exposure to the Jimmy as you do, because you guys grew up together, so I only just see like the fun bits. But he's a fucking riot. I mean, he is exactly as you have described him. And when I met him and then when he spoke, I'm like, oh, you were not kidding. He just comes in. He's just like, hey, and he does his thing. And I'm just, I love the fact that he does. I don't know if it's just the way that he is. He's not putting a bit on. That's just him. So, Well, I just love it.
He was here, when you were here, we were doing Brand X, and then afterwards we did the Daily Jamingo. I'm sitting here, and as I'm looking at you and Deuce talking, and this is what I hear in the microphone.
So much heavy breathing.
Like, dude, back off the mic.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Can you back off the mic a little bit?
Just be dead quiet in your When I was back and listened, you could hear so much of him, like, just
So the Jimmy will be on. I have another camera that I'm going to face that way.
Oh, God, please face it on him.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to watch him from this installation dinner.
She's at a dinner. And hold on, I'm watching the Jimmy.
Don't talk to me. I'm watching my. I'm watching the show I'm supposed to be on.
So where's the Duchess? I was hoping that she'd be here tonight. I have some stories for her. Well, can you tell us the stories? Well, yeah, I can, but I figured the Duchess would really enjoy the story. Okay, Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I'm flattered.
I'm just riffing. Just making shit up.
It's like, oh, my.
So, Epstein list dropped last night somewhere around 8 o'clock, I think. The documents came out.
Right.
The site crashed. So many people ran to that site to try to download everything. They crashed the website. And basically all it is the depositions of the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
There's no list. It's not a list. So they're just talking about
just the names that were mentioned.
There's John Doe, 34. I think that's Clinton. Hey, leave me out of this. I wasn't there that much.
I like them young. Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah, I like them young.
Oh, that's just nasty. When you read the accounts, it's like, ugh.
And then Alan Dershowitz, who is the, he's
his attorney. He's on the plane. He'd be on all the fucking flights, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, you say that, but again,
here you go.
He was, I didn't say that. Okay. Everybody's got their bingo cards ready.
It's not distracting because you don't see everybody going, oh.
At least it's like, there's another bingo square X'd off. He is a lawyer. Okay. But I don't know if he was Epstein's lawyer, but on the,
oh, I thought he was Epstein's lawyer.
He might've been, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But he's apparently he was on that plane a lot. I mean, a lot.
His counsel.
He was on the
his
flight
professional
logs
capacity
a lot. The same way as Prince Andrew was.
Oh, he was just nasty. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of that nonsense going on. It was funny because what's that TV show that they have on Netflix? The Crown? The Crown, yes, was the last season. Mm-hmm. And apparently they talked about Andrew one time. Like, they wrote him on the show.
We'll just remove him. Yeah.
Just write the, could you please write the kitty fucker out of the show, please?
We don't need that. We don't need the pervert in there. We have enough perverts on the show.
Yeah. So he, so this is a big distraction because this whole thing with Trump dropped. And then today in Iowa, there was a school shooting.
God, it's terrible.
There's one kid is dead, sixth grader, middle school kid, and then five were injured. I think the principal was shot.
Mm-hmm.
The student that the shooter shot himself, killed himself.
Yeah.
So the first thing that happened was everybody runs to they got the name, they went to social media.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that he is part of the LGBT community. Either he's non-binary, trans, something. Who knows? You'll never hear about this again. That's it.
No, probably not.
Now, if it was a white boy, it would be all over. It would be on every white boy shoots up school, white supremacist. And right now, all the the press is heading to Iowa because I think the caucus is next week, right?
I believe so.
Caucus next week.
Yeah, because the debate is the 10th, I believe. Yeah.
Bugbugger says, who had it worse, the girl stuck with Michael Jackson or the one stuck with the cripple astrophysicist?
I don't know. That would be a tough one. I mean, with Michael Jackson, he's clearly not interested. And, in the, you know, Stephen Hawking, you could just...
I've been dead for years. I don't need this shit anymore.
Please just push me down the stairs. End it.
Oh. I lived all this time, you know, since that day that someone gives a guy, a crippled guy, a handy.
Oh, was it? Would it work? Oh.
That was the only know. Thing that actually know. Worked. My cock still worked.
Ugh.
My teeth didn't.
Oh, my God.
You know, he...
Poor son of a bitch.
Right before he got all crippled up, he went public and said, there is no God. You know, he's like... He says, there's no proof of a God. There is no such thing as God. Then, like, 2 years later...
I'm sorry, I take it all back. Please give me the use of my arms and legs.
Oh, stop punishing me.
Take it where I can brush my top teeth and not just my bottoms. Fucking just let me brush any teeth.
Poor guy.
Poor bastard. Really, just...
I would say that the girl that got stuck with Michael Jackson, she's like, listen... Oh. Hold on.
I know what you're looking
at. All right, I'll suck your cock, but do the moonwalk.
Yuck.
Can you sing Billie Jean for me?
That girl probably was too young to even know what that was.
What, Billie Jean?
Yeah, Billie Jean was in the 80s.
Yeah, but everybody
knew
Michael.
Did Michael Jackson have this alleged...
Everybody knows Michael Jackson. I remember when Michael Jackson was black.
Like very.
Back in the day.
With his original nose and hair and all that.
He would be on the Ed Sullivan Show. And then
once he blew up on the Pepsi set, I think all that shit went downhill.
When they set him on fire.
I'm fine. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, the pictures were insane. Like the whole back of his head was pyrotechnics.
He had that, and he had all that shit in his hair, all that product in his hair.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on.
Is that the one now? Is this the one? Yeah. Hey, let me explore your black hole.
No. Oh, God. No.
Red Wizard Ate My Baby says Chris Cornell's cover is better than the original cover of Billie Jean.
Did they do Billie Jean?
Wow. I didn't know that. No, but you know what? I'm sorry, but Michael Jackson, you could say a lot about Michael Jackson, but he was an entertainer and he was, I mean, Billie Jean, you know, when that music starts,
you
I'm
know,
sorry.
For a pervert and a pedophile, he's a great entertainer. Billie Jean.
I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, everybody's checking their card. No, it's not on there. As far as I'm concerned, Michael Jackson was probably one of the best pop. King of pop. He was king of pop.
He was a king of pop for a long time.
Chris Cornell's, you know what, I would love to bring it up, but since we're on these different places.
Some of the platforms won't allow us to.
It won't allow us to, stream the music. But I would love to know.
Find that on Spotify, folks.
Yeah, I would love to know the difference between the two.
I would think it, completely different. It might be a good sound.
Give me Michael Jackson's Billie Jean every time. Sorry, Red Wizard Ate My Baby. Listen, I haven't listened to the other one. I don't know. We'll see.
You never know.
Right.
Maybe we can play it in Discord later.
Yeah. So maybe. As all this shit happened, Trump releases this document. Let me see how many pages it is. 32 pages. 32 pages of election fraud in the swing states. So it starts out here. I guess this is kind of hard to see. Let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger. You can't see. You know, if you're listening, it's not going to make much. So Georgia, it says in parentheses, it's a fraud to conceal a fraud. Georgia was called by 11,779 votes. Fulton County, Georgia, the most populous county in the state, had no digital record of all in-person voting cast in its original results. Not one single ballot purposely cast during early in-person voting was witnessed and signed off by poll managers. So, I mean, and it goes on and on and on. And then, let's see, what was this one? 4,081 false votes for Joe Biden were included in the hand count audit results. So it's going on and on and on. So, and then they have footnotes in here. Unlike the president of Harvard, they cited their work. So it goes through here. And then it goes to Wisconsin. So
yeah,
Wisconsin.
At the bottom. Right. Nice.
Right. Wisconsin, in parentheses, all law has either been derived from the consent of the people, established by necessity, confirmed by custom, or of divine providence. I don't know what that means. Some old white guy probably said that. So then it goes through Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
And then we have this, and then.
It's then, so much.
Pennsylvania. Wrong.
Some light reading, folks.
Yeah. Pennsylvania. Wrong is wiped out by reconciliation. Pennsylvania was called by 80,555 votes. Months after the election, there was 121,240 more votes than voters. Okay.
We don't worry about that.
Again,
all the dead people vote.
But he put, you know, again, yeah. Trump dropped this, and then everybody was worried about the Epstein list. So nobody even knows about this. You don't hear anything on the mainstream media. If you go to X, Twitter, and you talk about, you know, you look at this up, it's just people saying, oh, that's been debunked. This is all fake news. It's a lie. Yep. It's all a lie.
Fake news.
Fake news. I don't know.
Unreal.
What's
unreal. I just.
Does it make any difference now? What can he do? We can't roll it back and say, okay, well.
I know. We're literally in 2024. There's a whole new election coming. So, I mean, that whatever facts or information is brought up, it doesn't matter. We're not starting it over. It's not being redone. It's almost at this point, just move the fuck ahead.
Sparky Toaster in the house. PYT was sus by Michael Jackson. He probably meant it to mean something else.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, it could be a pretty young thing, but maybe not a girl.
Sparky says dead people don't have an address. It's 1313 Dirt Lane.
Dirt Lane. Holy cow.
It's all conspiracy theory. What's the big deal? So before we came on, you were telling me
that's
that our wonderful governor of New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
Was he? Did he pass a law? Did he sign it in the law?
He signed the act for it.
Oh, he signed an act.
Back up. Yeah.
What does an act mean?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Is it
means we got, it's called the New Voter Empowerment Act, which allows 17-year-olds to vote in primaries if they turn 18 years old before the next general election. So, his little tagline is, elevating the voices of our future leaders will help empower the next generation while strengthening our democracy. Our stranglehold on democracy.
I don't have a problem with this. It's a primary, number one. And number two, they'll be of age to vote in the election, so that's okay. Yeah. But what worries me is there's a bunch of teachers. Well, I'm sorry. Let's go back. What are the comments?
No, some of the comments. I mean, it's like, yeah, no conflict of interest here. And then people are like, you know, someone doesn't like state workers. Says, we've developmentally disabled people, unable to manage Excel spreadsheets, running our state, and now this. And by the way, Governor Murphy is a murderer because he killed elderly in nursing homes. He did not do well. With
he did. He was over there strangling them. COVID death.
Like the dog.
COVID death.
The poor blind dog. I need a follow up on that poor dog.
Which dog?
The blind one that guy tried to strangle.
What are we talking? Blind dog.
On Brand X. It was like 2 weeks ago. It made me think of it when you said strangle. So.
Okay. I don't
go
remember.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
Yeah. Here's some teachers. They're talking about their students.
Oh, go ahead.
These kids can't read. Mm-hmm. They can't decode. They have no vocabulary, no background
knowledge.
You can't hear her?
I cannot hear her. Her mouth is moving and her eyebrows are very expressive.
So if you can't hear her, nobody else can hear her. Hang on.
I am sorry.
No, I'm glad you told me. I really feel stupid sitting here.
Yeah.
Let me see. I know what's wrong here.
Dean's like, sound please. How about some audio?
All right, everybody.
We know.
Calm the fuck down.
Someone said, well said, upping teacher.
What's next? You're going to park in my driveway?
Get off my lawn. Oh.
Tell me. Here we go. Tell me if you hear this now.
These kids can't read.
Yes.
They can't decode. They have no vocabulary, no background knowledge. I've never seen anything like it. For context, for 8 years, I taught a self-contained program for significant language-based learning disabilities. Like, it was the most restrictive environment. It was the step before being sent to a specialized school. And
retards.
My fifth graders with significant language-based learning disabilities could write better than non-disabled seventh graders can now. They can't write a sentence. They don't know what state they live in. They don't know what region of the country they're in. They have no background knowledge. Most of them don't know who the president is. You know, they're coming to school with no background knowledge. They have very low skills. And yes, part of my job is to help them find those skills. And as a special education teacher, like, I'm obviously going to be working with students who require specialized instruction, but I'm not talking about specifically my students. I'm talking about students in the grade, period. And this was the case last year. Yeah. They can't take notes. They can't even attend to a video. They can't even attend to a 3-minute video clip. I can play it. I can tell them what it's going to be about. I can summarize what the video did, and not a single one can tell me what the video was about.
No, y'all, can we talk about it? Can we please talk about it? Let's take a moment to discuss. Let's take a moment to debrief. Let's take a moment to unpack. So I'm not really understanding why they're not telling y'all. Like, we all know that the world is behind, like, you know, globally, like, you know, because of the pandemic and stuff. But I don't understand.
Is he really a teacher? Come on.
Yeah, look at the brick wall. Look at the wall behind him. I mean, some folks can't see that, but he's clearly in a prison-style classroom.
This guy here sounds like an Eddie Murphy imitation of a teacher.
Yeah.
Understand why, like, they're not Norbert stressing to y'all about how bad it is. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny, but these kids are... I'm going to just say this. I teach 7th grade. They are still performing on the 4th grade level.
Did he say 4th?
4th. They're on a 4th grade level.
Like 3rd and 5th?
All right, today we're going.
Go back. Did I hear that wrong? Did he really say 4th?
Today we're going to talk about flat Earth. That's Earth. E R E F F. Earth. Could this be the problem with the students?
I don't know. He still can. Looks like he can retain. He might just be, you know, product of his neighborhood, and he may be teaching the kids who are in his neighborhood as well. So I mean, everybody sounds different, but he clearly said 4th.
4th. All right, kids, get out your vocabulary words.
Vocabulary.
I don't care how you flip it, turn it, swindle it. They still performing on the 4th grade level. Ain't nobody talking about how they just keep moving, passing them on. They just keep passing them on, 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 passing them on. I can put as many zeros in this grade book as I want to. They're going to move that child to the 8th grade next year.
Burned out until the second semester, okay? Usually, that's when I approach burnout. Because we get Thanksgiving, we get Christmas, we get all these things. I am burned out. It's September. It has not been a full month yet. Has it been a full... No, it's close to a full month, but it has not been a full month yet. So let me tell you, you know what I'm talking about if you're teaching right now. I saw another teacher from another school across the street from our school walking to her car this afternoon, and she looked like she could barely walk to her car. And I was like, we're almost to Thanksgiving, like, you know, trying to be friendly. And she was like... just unloaded on me. She's like, I've been teaching for 34 years. I've never had it this hard. What is wrong with these kids? Not in a bad way, but like, I don't know how to reach them. I feel like I'm one lesson that used to take a day is taking a week now. Mm-hmm. The attention span, blah, blah.
And I teach at one of the more affluent schools. When I tell you that these babies cannot read, they cannot write, and they cannot comprehend, I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. It doesn't exist. I have kids constantly asking me, how do I spell window? How do I spell important? How do I spell though? And they be serious. They're dead serious. I could ask them, who is the main character of your story? The story of four paragraph story we just read. Can't tell you. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. It took us 4 weeks to get through how to answer a question in a complete sentence.
And basically, whenever I say kids can't read, they are reading at either a kindergarten or a first grade level. When it comes to spelling, I'm seeing a lot of children who can't even spell the word said for mother, father in the fourth or fifth grade, which makes me wonder what's going to happen when they're in middle school and high school.
The fact that I have fourth graders who cannot read independently at all is just like, one, what am I supposed to do?
Teach them. Teach them how to read.
Let her finish playing.
Teachers are not miracle workers. If I'm required to teach fourth grade standards, the fourth grade standards do not include me teaching phonics. Now, I understand RTI, the MTSS process, and different safety nets like that, but doing that for 30 minutes a day is not going to solve the problem. So what is really the expectation? Are we just going to continue to fail the students and not teach them how to read? Like, what is
That's what you do. You fail the students. Fail them. That'll get the parents involved. When your kid fails third grade for the third time.
These parents are not involved. These are the kids that are handed cell phones. These are the kids whose parents don't read to them. There's no books in their house. This is why, John, books are important. We had discussions regarding libraries in the past. Maybe these kids should actually visit a library and learn how to read before they get into the fourth grade and not know how to read. That's the problem.
Libraries are the biggest waste of tax dollars.
You are such a bullshit liar. I swear to God, I'm going to fight you again the next time I see you.
Okay. There is no reason.
No.
All right. First of all, now 99% of the households have computers now. These kids can get on the computer. They can search everything. They can find porn. They can find cheat codes for their video games and all that. They can do this. The issue is that they don't know how to read. And you know something? You're absolutely right. Kids need books. All right? And kids
need books.
They need to learn how to read. Yes. Yes. I agree. I have a hard time. So, here we go. So a couple months ago, I listen to Audible books, audiobooks.
Okay.
I listen to audiobooks. And one of the guys that I listen to, I forget his name's Pat Davis or Patrick something Davis. Can never remember his stupid name. He's got three names. He's got a really, really good podcast. So he wrote a book and I wanted to listen to it. And he says, I always buy the audio book and I buy the regular book. And as I'm listening to the book, I read the book. And I said, God damn, that's a great idea. So with his book, mm-hmm. I went and I bought the book, the hard copy of it. Well, the Kindle copy of it. So it's on my iPad. So I listen to the book and as I read along, and you need to start reading books because you don't recognize there's a disconnect from listening and reading.
Absolutely. You need to engage your brain because you can just tune out when you listen.
There's other things that go on here that I don't think that people, and when I say people, that schools do not, I guess I'm looking for the word I'm looking for is they don't address is how kids learn. All right.
Correct.
When I was, if I have to read a manual to figure something out, I'm like, so I immediately go for a video. If I can't find,
learner. Yeah.
I'm a very visual. If you could tell me, that's one thing. If I got to read it, it's the worst for me. If I can listen to it, that's fine. If I can watch somebody do it once, I have it.
And you can retain that, though, because you understand what all that
means.
You've been taught the building blocks, and now you've found a way to, okay, I need to get this information into me. I could read it, but I know I can absorb it faster in processing. You know how to read, but now you're absorbing information and data and facts, you know, by the best way that's possible for you. But you still know how to read.
Right.
So if you had to read, you could.
So there's a famous, there's a time when I was on Rubberneckers and Andrew said something about this book. And I said, I don't read books, Andrew. And at the time, I didn't read books. I would listen to books. I would listen to podcasts. Right. I would watch the news. I'm a huge listener of podcasts, even though I edit podcasts and I am a podcaster. But when I first started to try to learn how to podcast, it was really tough. I took a course with a gentleman by the name of Cliff Ravenscraft. At the time, he was called the Podcast Answer Man. And he had a course. It was called Podcasting A to Z. And he took you through everything. And he would make these videos. Mm-hmm. And what I would do was I would take, let's say, and back then you used to have to build a website for your podcast because everything was with, so I had, and I knew nothing on how to. So he would say, okay, you do this, and I'd have him on one side of the screen and my website on the other side of the screen. And he'd say, you do this, and I would watch that, and I would come over and I'd do it. And that's how I learned how to podcast.
Yep. It's repetition. It's, but you also keep in mind, for and while you goof on libraries, they're not, it's not, it, we're at the point now where libraries are not just books. There's tons of video aids, tons of books, and there's a huge digital, at least in, I'll say, in the library system that I volunteer with and is kind of near and dear to my heart. So this particular library system has 21 branches and they are coordinated. There's so much digital media that is available, and especially for kids, for tutoring, tons of, it's part of what your library card is, which is no charge because it's a county library system and you pay like $8 a month in taxes on it. You know, that's part of everything you can do, but people don't understand. They think it's just books and they don't go in and learn how to do things, and where they could, they have tutors for kids who don't know how to read or do math or anything like that. They have college courses that you can watch and participate in. There's so much. So, but my point being is there's something for everybody. And if the parents are aware, which it sounds like they're not, because you can't get to fourth grade and not know how to read or comprehend, because there's no conversation anymore. You just hand your kid a tablet or the computer or the laptop or the phone. You know how many little kids I see when I'm food shopping and whenever I go, mornings, afternoon, evenings, whatever, little kids sitting there with an iPad in the shopping cart. I used to talk to my kids. My mom made me do stuff. Like, we didn't just sit around for a free ride in the cart. Oh no. You know, we did stuff. Like, I talked to my girls. Like, why would you just ignore your kids and hand them the phone?
All right.
And not talk to them.
Let me circle back to the library thing.
Ugh.
Since you're a library expert and it's very passionate to you.
I am.
I have a few questions.
Okay.
What's that thing that you were talking about where there's a lot of digital stuff online that they can, you know, download books and stuff? What's that called?
Oh, I think it's for different branches call it different things. I don't download them because you could download books. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And with your library card,
yes,
you can use that program, website, whatever it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From home and download those same books.
Yeah. You can put it on your Kindle. You can put it on your iPhone. You can put it on your iPad. Sure.
So why do you need
the
library?
So you can use your digital media.
You don't need it. You can do it from home.
Well, yeah. I'm
just saying.
Well, my point being...
Just saying.
Okay. You should still know how to fucking read. If you don't know how to read or spell,
I am all for reading,
downloading something,
and all for spelling. I get it. I'm the worst speller in the world. If you listen to my lady in the tube over here, okay, if you went back and read the history, all it would be how do you spell this and how do you spell that? I can't spell. I spell on a... whatever, third grade level. I swear to God, I'm horrible.
I'm hung up on fourth.
I'm on a fourth.
I can't get past that.
This is the fourth. Jesus. The fourth episode.
Can you please make this episode? Oh my God, today's the fourth. That needs to be the title.
May the fourth.
January
be with you.
Fourth.
Fourth. May January the fourth. Fourth. Yeah. So okay. I get it. We do have to look. They need to start teaching kids to read.
Right.
Now I'm going to use myself as an example.
Okay.
I went to school. I went to Catholic school. We had real nuns, and you would sit there, and you would, when it was reading time, she would go around the room, and she would say, all right, Mary, you read paragraph 3, and then when she got done, okay, and you read paragraph 4, and you can read this. And we had something back then was called phonics, and it would teach you how to sound out words and how to write, and you practiced your letters and all. Mm-hmm. And that's what you did in school, and you took homework home. I don't know what kids do today in school. I have no idea.
They don't write. They don't teach them cursive. They remember, keep in mind, these kids don't know how to learn how to spell because there's spell check.
Yep.
So spell check will fix it. So they don't know how to spell. They don't know how to pronounce the words. They're fucking misspelling. They don't even know what the words are.
Hey, listen, I spell so bad, I defeat the spell checker sometimes.
Well, that
spell checker's
believe.
Like, I don't have a clue.
Just goes, it's just a big question mark. Add to dictionary. New word. Yeah. You know.
Do you want to add like, that word? No.
Yeah.
I'll be spelling it wrong forever.
Sure. I'll spell it wrong always. Yeah. Exactly. But my point is you still went to school. Now, you choose as an adult, you'd prefer not to pick up a book and read it. And that's fine. And that reading, my one daughter is not a reader. She's just like, I just don't want to read anymore. And I'm like, okay, you know. I mean, she knows how to read. And then my other daughter's in like book club. She's got her Kindle. Like, she loves all that. Loves regular books as well as her digital media. So there's a combination of things there. So, but I think it's just, if you don't know how to spell words, that's a problem. I mean, if you look at social media and some of the kids, they don't know how to spell. When I've been on Snapchat, these kids know how to spell. Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, nobody knows how to spell. There's no punctuation. And I guess I'm old. I put punctuation in and I hate when I spell things incorrectly. But I guess as long as the gist gets out nowadays, it doesn't matter.
But you're right. There's spell checkers save me all the time. Yeah.
But you know it's wrong. I mean, because the red line tells you. But
yes.
I'm pretty sure when you type it out, you're like, I know that's not right.
No, not sometimes. I look at it, I'm like, is that right? I'm not sure. Then right. The red line comes on. I'm like, God. All right. I say that to say this.
Ding. All right. Anyone get bingo yet?
When we, as parents, we have to be more involved in our kids'
absolutely.
Education.
100%.
But now you have two parents working. All right. So now they don't have time. And when you have kids that they have to be occupied all the time. When we went to the supermarket or wherever we had to go, we had to behave. And if we weren't behaved, like my mom had nails, and she would get you in the back of the arm. And
like right back say, here? Like right in the armpit?
Yeah,
like
and she would talk through her teeth. You will sit there.
Don't embarrass me.
Yeah, don't embarrass me.
Just wait till we get in the car.
Right.
And, like, oh,
and then
no,
you get your
in the car.
Getting your ass worn out in the car. I'm not condoning child abuse.
Well,
but
there's also just to keep your shit together.
Yeah, we were taught.
Don't be an asshole.
Lisa says, bingo. Bingo.
Oh,
bingo.
Cool. It's hard. Look, it's not easy. I mean, anybody can have a kid. You can have a kid anytime from, I guess girls can have them like 12, 14 years old. Anybody can have that. Anybody can have a dog. It's harder to get a dog or a cat sometimes. But if you have a child, it's kind of your responsibility to take care of it. If you're raising a child, it is your job to kind of get it ready to go out in public.
Yes.
Like, no one taught my girls how to use the potty. No one taught them how. We did all that. That's what your job is, that you are a parent. It's not just like they're five, well, they're kind of feral, figure it out, and then you got a class of 30 kids that are just all maniacs.
Can't do that. Do you ever have a kid come over to eat dinner at your house, and they sit down, and they don't know how to use a knife and fork? Like
I would have been pleased if it was that easy.
I was like, holy
shit. I have
shit.
A story.
Go ahead. What's your story?
Okay. So I was a Girl Scout leader for both of my daughter's Girl Scout troops. My girls were 3.5 years apart. So, and at one point within the
Dean,
two troops.
Slow down. Dean's almost finished. Go ahead.
Oh, gross. Okay. So,
sorry.
So anyway, so I had two Girl Scout troops. I was run at the same time. So, and within those two troops, I had older sisters and younger sisters. So I had technically sister troops. So it was kind of cool. So anyway, so I dealt with a lot of the same families within both troops. There was, with my older girls, we went to a dude ranch in upstate New York. So we had the whole troop went. So it was like, we had about 15 kids. A bunch of the parents, a bunch of the moms went. And then I went and we're sitting at a long table for dinner. And as we're sitting there, and it was one of the girls' birthdays, so I had something planned, like they were going to come out at the end with a little cake and celebrate her birthday. So this young lady is sitting at the end of the table and decides, while she's eating dinner, to take her leg and just put it up on the table, like just across the corner. Just lay it up there. Like, and my daughter stopped eating and went at me, like directly at me, knowing something's coming. And I turned to this girl who was her birthday. Her mother was sitting next to her, said nothing. And I said, you will remove your leg from this table immediately. And but way meaner. And she shot me the dirtiest look and like very begrudgingly put her leg down. Like,
and what did the mother say anything?
The mother said nothing. Not a word.
Not to you either, and then, for correcting her?
No. Nope. I was like, how dare. Like, I was mortified. We're in a room full of Girl Scouts and parents. And like, there was probably a couple hundred people in this dining room. And this young lady thought that this would be the thing to do right there. And in my head, I'm like, I was so close to literally just slapping her leg off the table. So close. And I was like, you don't do that here. You don't behave like that.
Well, they don't know that. They've never been told.
Well,
like,
she did then. 5 minutes later, she got a stomach ache. I don't feel good. And had to leave. And her mother, of course, took her. And then 10 minutes after that, her birthday cake came out and we ate it. So.
Aww.
And didn't save her any, because I'm like, I'm not taking it to her. I got, you know, 14 kids who want cake and parents. So I was like, oh, I was like, I told her mom, I was like, something's coming. And her mom's like, well, she's not feeling well.
She's not feeling right. Well. She's got it. Well, she's probably, yeah. You embarrassed her.
Corrected in front of everybody.
Yeah, you embarrassed her on her birthday. That's terrible.
Yeah, on her wasn't her fourth birthday.
It was on her birthday.
She was old. She was like 12 or 13 years old. So she was way old enough to know better. I could see if like a 3 or 4 year old does something dumb like that.
Right.
But it was just, my daughter still talks about it. She's like, remember when you yelled at her? I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
Because it was disgusting. So, yeah.
I'm looking for the thing that says, oh, here it is.
Oh, stop.
Where the girl puts her leg up there. Oh, you couldn't hear that?
No.
Fuck. I'm having a show of shows over here. I'm hitting sound effects.
You're having a great time here playing all your sound effects. I've heard nothing. If you've been playing sound effects this whole time, nobody's heard anything.
This is ridiculous. I haven't heard it.
Oh, Sparky says audio, please.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and she definitely
say that one more time.
Hang on, here we go. I got it. Here we go. So I'm hitting this. When you're saying, when she put it, I'm sitting here hitting this.
Oh, stop.
I'm having a ball over here.
That was in my brain the entire time. She was just so.
Yeah, I get
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Back to the drawing board.
But that's the type of things, like, you need to teach your kids how to behave out in public.
Bob,
like, that is not acceptable.
Sparky says, where's Bob when you need him? You know where he is? He's running from the law because he's on the
he's on the list.
Epstein's list. Sparky said, let's see if I got this right here. Where's Sparky?
Bob never has audio issues.
What? We're going to talk about that in a second.
I think that's the joke.
No, I know not.
Oh, okay.
John wins. He wins the Defeat the Spell Checker Award. I was always the first kids to sit down in the spelling bee.
Oh,
here's what he said. He said, because they pick up chicken nuggets all the time, no fork needed. Yeah, most kids eat with their hands. It's a treat.
It's disgusting.
It is.
You have to teach them. I knew a grown man who would hold his fork and his knife like in his fists.
Yeah.
It's like, we went out to dinner once. I was like 18 and we did not have another date.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I was mortified. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Because do you correct him? Like, I think it's just so shy.
No.
Yeah, he's a caveman. It was gross.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You can't fix that. You don't know that by the time you're 18, 20. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm not correcting you.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So speaking about getting things wrong and getting yelled at and being blamed for everything.
Okay.
I'm listening to Jody's podcast, the Po' Boys podcast.
Yes.
And he has one of your favorite podcasters, Doug from Who's Right, on there.
One of my favorites.
Okay. Yeah, one of your favorites.
One of my favorites. All right.
And so they start talking about me. And I'm like, son of a bitch. So I contend that no matter what happens on these shows, if I'm part of the show, whether I'm second fiddle, mic, whatever's going on, if anything goes on wrong with the show, it's my fault. It's my fault. And I say that to say this, because here's Doug talking to Jody.
I would have agreed with you and said that you were a good co-host, but you let John.
Can't hear that either?
No, I'm sorry.
Fucking A. I thought I just had that working. All right.
Take two.
Here we go. But look how fast I fix it, though.
I would have agreed with you and said that you were a good co-host, but you let John rely too much on fucking videos for an audio podcast. I don't know how many times when I was commuting back and forth from Tulsa, I would put your newest episode on, and I just had a rule. As soon as you guys went to a video, I shut it off. Fuck, there was one time I only had to listen like 14 seconds of a fucking episode. I purposely only play videos, and I play them specifically on my phone. That way you're only getting the audio on the show. And if it doesn't translate, then I won't play it. There is no video component to any of the videos that I play, if that makes sense.
It makes more sense.
All right. Now, hang on. Now, Jody, you think the guy would cover?
Agrees.
Most of the time, you know whose videos I was playing? Jody's. You think Jody would have my back and say, well, you know, we both put videos. Here's Jody.
Oh, John.
Sense. Keep it simple, and that way there is no distraction. I agree with you with that. Like, John definitely, like, he likes his videos. So
John likes his videos. John likes his videos.
Likes his stories. He likes his videos.
I was like, I'm sitting there listening like, you motherfucker. I like my videos.
How's that bus?
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. He ran you over.
Ran me right over with the...
Oh.
Well, it's become a crutch for him. And
now it's a crutch. That's my crutch.
You know, he was the first podcast that ever taught us anything. And that version of John would have shit all over any of his current shows for as much as he relies on videos.
Okay. Doug's right. I would have never allowed videos that don't transfer to audio. I used to always, when we first started Rubberneckers, I would say no video bits, because if you're listening to it as a podcast,
you can't see it. Yeah.
Right. And then people kept putting videos up. And I would just play, you know, you just get, so that's it. 2024, no more videos unless they transfer into audio. In fact, if I feel like I'm going to listen to the video without watching it, and if I don't know what the hell is going on, mm-hmm. we're not playing it. That's it. Bob, you, anybody else I podcast, the Jimmy, I am not playing this because I get blamed for this shit all the time.
I don't blame you, John.
I
don't blame you. Right. We all brought videos to the board. We've all done that.
Right. But I'm just saying, no matter what happens, I was, you know, when I was listening to this, I was like shocked. So I said to Jody today, I said, hey, Jody, do me a favor. Send me that audio over today so I can pull some clips. And when I was listening, I was like, I can't believe he ran me over. John likes his videos.
Did you call him out on it?
No.
Did you get back to Jody?
No, he's going to listen to this tomorrow, and he's going to find out. He'll message me.
Oh, he'll be like, well, you know, John.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not the only one to put shit on the board.
No, I've added some videos, and because some of them are fun. I mean, they're funny, but you know what it is because
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. It's, you know, we have that interactive part of the show. So, I mean, it's funny for the folks watching us while we do this, while we record it. So we kind of entertain them, but it doesn't transfer over to the folks who just listen, which there are people who just download and listen.
I always said that this all was the video, this was the live streaming version of us recording our audio podcast.
Correct.
And I kind of just, it was like eroded a little by little by little, because we mm-hmm. have people watch. So people are here watching us. So they see it. But when you listen to it, you can't see it. And it's aggravating. Mm-hmm. And I know that because I know other shows that do this. And then it makes me do one or two things. It makes me get pissed off. Or number two, it makes me go to the video to see what the hell was going on.
Right. Well, and sometimes, I mean, if they're listening a week or two later, or it's not even relevant anymore, which happens. I mean, things are relevant at the moment, of course, but especially if it's like social media posts or TikToks or Instagram, like they can vanish. Like you have the link, and then at one point maybe the link doesn't work, or they don't know what it is or whatever.
So Sparky says, what did John do over the holidays? Volume knobs. Now, today I had an issue with the mixer, and I went to support, and they told me to reset, and I thought I was just restarting it, and it reset the whole thing, and I had to go from scratch, and I thought I tested everything, but apparently it's
a couple little glitches.
Yeah, it's a, what do they call that? It's a switching issue. In other words, it's switching issue. So I just got to go back and fix. As we, you know, I'm just fixing it as we go
along. As you do.
As I do. fixing it on the fly.
Giant.
Yeah. So, and again, I get it. You know, I've been doing this for a while, and I should be able to straighten the stuff out. But Doug's right. You know, I kind of just little by little let video creep into this, because when we're doing it here, we see it.
Right.
But it's still the video version of us recording our audio podcast. Because afterwards, correct, I take this out and I put it out as a podcast.
Yep. So, I mean, you could still catch it on other things, but it's mainly it's a downloadable podcast. Right.
And then with Brand X, we hardly ever play anything.
Yeah.
We don't play any kind of stories, or if it is, it's video, or I mean, it's audio only.
Right.
So there you go.
I think that's what we should do. but like the teacher video you just played,
audio.
You could see the teachers, like people watching, right, could see it, but as a listener, you're going to hear it.
Yeah. Mike says, I vote we move again to free space. It's guaranteed to hit every game. Now everything's been taken over by Jamingo Bingo. We should have
Isn't
one.
It fun? So fun.
It's the first one is the whoever gets bingo, and then it should be to try to cover all the squares. And yes, I should look at this and say, you know, so I can hit a few of them. So I make sure I cover them all.
Well, the fun is you coming up with them just right, as you're just through discussion. That's the point.
Right.
I guess if it gets a little slim pickings, you could always throw a few in there. But the fun part, like when we played, there was none of that. And when Jimmy taunted you about your fingers, he went, how dare you? Deuce and I both went, at the same time. And I looked and I was like, because I never thought I would get that one. I just never thought that one. And I was like, Jimmy. I was on a high for that. I was so excited.
Yeah. But back to the video, there's yes, one person I'm going to have a problem with, and that's Bob, because Bob likes to bring videos to this
Mr.
show.
Boomer Bob does like his videos. Right. Yes.
And I love Bob, but...
Well, we did talk about that, though.
There's going to be a problem with this.
To make it more... Well, if his videos translate to where it can just be audio, we're great. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to have to figure it out, so...
Here's the thing. I am not going to be the whipping boy of these podcasts. Yeah, I'm right, not. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, we're all on that picture. So, I mean, it is all of us. So,
right.
What?
No, I'm just laughing because I'm looking at I'm trying to figure out which ones I haven't said. I'm trying to throw a few of them.
See,
in
now
there.
You're making it obvious. You got to be chill about it.
I got to make it. It's a game now. We're an hour in. We only have a half hour left. I got to give the people what they want.
What do you want, people?
Oh, excuse me. So, okay. On to swatting.
Oh, my goodness. That's some crazy shit.
We have to do something about the swatting because it's getting worse and worse. It started out with people live streaming. And kids were like, some retard got a brainy idea to call and say that there's a hostage situation. Right. At a house where a guy's live streaming, so they could see the cops break in. People have been killed because the cops come in and they, you know, it's shoot, and they shot a few people and they killed a few people. That afterwards, you can't take that back. It's not like a video game where you can just hit reset and they come back. That's it.
Yeah, they don't know what they're coming into.
Right. So over the holiday, they were swatting people left and right. Excuse me. So there's a scholar, legal scholar, Jonathan Turley. He was the latest victim. A 911 call more. Was made falsely reporting someone was shot at his home. So he comes on and says, yes, I was swatted this evening. It's just a manifestation of age and rage. So people are pissed because he said... That, you know, he made a statement that people were pissed off about, whether it was about Israel or Palestine or LGBTQ. Somebody gets a hair up their ass and they want to make you pay. The police, you know, some of the police departments now are aware of this, and now they're, you know, they're kind of finding out, you know, like they're just not charging in. But this is just some of the people that were swatted since Christmas. Marjorie Taylor Greene on Christmas Day was swatted.
Such bullshit.
an individual phoned a suicide hotline claiming to have shot his girlfriend at her house. Republican, Georgia State Republican Senator John Albers, Kate Kirkpatrick, Clint Dixon, as well as Democrat Kim Jackson were also swatted on Christmas Day. Like, police now have nothing better to do. Republican, Georgia Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones was swatted, and a bomb threat was called into his office. Brandon Williams, Republican out of New York, had his upstate New York home swatted on Christmas Day just hours after his house was visited by law enforcement. Rick Scott, too.
Yeah.
Became the third GOP member of Congress be swatted during the week. So they got to do something. They've got to say, okay, they got to make an example out of somebody. Next person to get swatted, they go find them. They arrest them. They prosecute them. They put them in jail for like 5 to 6 years. And they do that to about 4 or 5 people, and this will stop. It needs to stop because people are going to get killed over this shit. And as somebody that live streams, because you can find anyone. I told you the other day, I was, during the day, I listened to some streamers that do stuff on Kick, and this one lady's there, and she's the nicest person in the world. And she does paintings, or she'll do the chat, or she does makeup and stuff. And she's just a really nice person. It's good background noise. And I see, like, she comes in the chat, I just swatted you. And she's like, don't do that. I'm upstairs. My kids are downstairs. My son's 8. My daughter's 12. They're going to be the first ones to have
sick.
So I'm sitting there as I, you know, because I drew my attention to it. And then all of a sudden she shuts off the audio and I see her on her phone. Whoever it was got her phone number, cell phone number and called her and said,
because she
blocked him from the chat. Mm-hmm. She blocked him. He says, if you don't unblock me, I'm definitely going to swat you. So now she spends the next half hour to 45 minutes calling the police, telling them what's happening. The call came in from an unknown number, so he blocked his number from being read. And she was like freaked. I said, just shut it off and go downstairs. Make sure that you're downstairs. Just shut off. She goes, no, I'm not going to allow somebody to ruin what I'm doing because, you know, because.
Because it's just being a dick.
Yeah, being a dick. Alestro says, you can swat me. It's not the point, Alestro. It's really not the point. You know, if they come charging in, just make sure you have the coroner on speed dial. Well.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's the problem. I mean, you could just be some poor schmuck sitting there. And then, you know, if you're just, you don't know. And some just people just burst into your space. That's terrifying. That would be so upsetting. Really, I don't know how people would continue to do stuff they do. I saw that. I mean, now it's like when you call them bomb threats to the school. So like Newark High School, you know, Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And then who else? And then just other people. There was, New Year's Eve, the Maine Secretary of State was also, I guess, because of the ballot decision, she got swatted. So it's people think like that's the way, that's how you behave now.
Well, they think it's a way to get back at you.
Yeah.
Because you're
Ken Paxton, the Attorney General in Texas. Yep.
Yeah. Swatted. If you do not have the same opinion as somebody else, if you disagree with somebody, then this is the way they get at you. We fired him up. He says, we know people in the New England area can't have gums. I think he meant guns. Oh, yeah, guns. Can't have any gums up in New England.
Well, some of them don't.
What about Razzles? It's a candy and a gum. All right.
It's very scary to see how much power like one person can have over. If all they get is your information, that's what they can do. They can torment you.
I'm telling you, these kids can kids, guys, people, doesn't matter. Yeah. They're good at being able to find information, personal information on you. That's why kids today, younger kids today, they know at a very young age, change your name, never give any information out. They're like ghosts. You can't find them because they don't have any. I mean, Devin, who was a co-host on Rubberneckers, a co-host on gaslighting. You know, I've known him. He's a
ironic.
Good friend. I don't know his last name. I have no idea what his last name is. Couldn't find out. Wouldn't know. But, you know, we're dumb. We got on the internet. We use our name, put our address up, our cell phone number. You should put your cell phone number on Facebook.
Call me.
Yeah, in case somebody needs to call you.
Yeah. Smith. Yeah.
Dumb we were. No. Yeah, now, women, they put their first name and their middle name. They won't never.
Well, I think that's kind of dumb, too, actually.
Well, they don't have their last
name. You
know
who I see do a lot of that is... Yeah, I don't like the idea of people using their middle names either. It's kind of, you can find out more information that way sometimes. I see a lot of teachers do that. Like they do the play on their names. I have a relative who does that.
Really?
It's like, it's more phonetic than it is proper spelling.
Okay.
You know, as Bud Booger says, it's getting harder and harder to stalk a girl.
Yeah, come on.
Or a guy, you know.
That's true. That is true.
Unless they send you packages with their name and address on it.
That's true.
Bud Booger.
Unless somebody sends you a Bible and a Koran.
Yeah. You know, now you've got all their information.
With a return address.
Bud Booger. Yeah.
You know how
I'm just saying.
Bud Booger says, shit. Damn. Foiled again. So you know how I got heated with Bob the other day when we were talking about pumping gas, and Bob's like, yeah, well, your gas is so expensive because you guys won't pump your own gas.
Oh, the few episodes back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, when I was 12 years old, I used to pump, I've been pumping gas since I was 12 years old, and it never really was a big deal. And so you sent it's actually audio. I have the audio of it. And this brought me back. It brought me back to the days when I used to pump gas as a young lad, as one of my first jobs. I'm serious. Here we go.
Okay, so we're going to talk about it again because it seems to be something that everybody can relate to. Full-service gas stations. I know there are some still in the United States, but not around here. Back in the day, you'd pull into the gas station with your big boat of a car, and you'd roll over these cords, and it would cause this bell to go off in the gas station.
Ding, 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 ding,
and the gas...
God, I love that.
My father had an auto repair with his two brothers, my Uncle Tony, Big T, and his other brother, Leonard. And, you know, we worked there from a young age. And then my Uncle Tony, Big T, bought it from my father, my uncle, and Jimmy and Mike were there. So whenever somebody would come over and they'd run over the bell, bing, bing, people in the, because you were working in and you're either doing oil changes or whatever.
Like under a car or whatever, you'd know somebody was there,
They would yell, what up? So you would have to go out and pump the gas. Well, there was a lot of times when I was between jobs, I would go work for Jimmy and Michael, and I was the gas pumper. So then I'd be in there, and I'd be working, and then, it's the bing, bing, and I'd be taking out a transmission. I'd grease all the way up to my elbows, and they'd go, what up? And Jimmy's leaning against something, talking to somebody. And
watching.
I'm like, so then I got the wrenches, and I just dropped the wrenches from about 4 foot high. Bing, bing, bing. Don't anybody move. I got it. So I'm wiping the grease off, and I go out and I take care of the gas customer. It's not a big deal. Unless a beautiful young lady would come in.
Oh, yeah.
Bing, bing. And then a Jimmy is like a cat. He's off he goes. And I'm
waiting
like,
to pounce.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I said, if I got to take the ugly ones, I'm taking a good looking one. Get out of here.
The ugly ones.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So you'd run bing, bing.
We all can't look like Christie Brinkley.
Right.
You know?
And they'd all. Well, you know, the guys, the old ladies and all, you know, what up? But if there's a hot blonde or something coming in, Jimmy's on the case. Oh, let me get that for you. Would you like to? So here we go.
A station attendant would run up. How can I help you, ma'am? And you'd say, fill her up, please. You want me to check the oil? Yes, please. They'd pull out the dipstick. You look like you're running a little low. You want a quart? Yes, please. They would clean off the windshield. They were great. Then you paid them through the window with your cash. They gave you they pulled up this big wad of cash to give you change, count it all out for you, give it to you. And then they had this change dispenser that they press buttons, pum, 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 about 58 cents more as your change, ma'am. Great day. And you would say, oh, thank you so much for your service, and leave them a tip. Remember that?
She was so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was great. I remember them having change on their... Oh my God, I forgot all about that until she said it. Cause I'm like, God, who pays with change? But
used to try to get it to the at least to a quarter.
Well, that's why everybody rounds it up.
Yeah. You try to get easier to a quarter or to, a, you know, 50 cents or something like that. But, yeah, you would try to get, you wanted to get under the hood because you wanted to look at the belts and the hoses and see if there's any leaks or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Upsell them for a $12 quart of oil you never put in. Yeah, that stuff.
That's, we used to call that air can.
Oh, look, we just emptied it. No, we didn't.
Air can. You take a can of oil, pour it out, and say, and they say, well, how would you do that? And you say, well, you put your finger under the dipstick. So when you put it in, you didn't put it all the way in. So you had, oh, look, it's a quart low. It's $3 for a quart of oil. Air can it in there.
Good go.
I never did that. I'm just saying that's how it was done.
How it could be done.
That was air canning. So, yes. I would never do that.
No.
Matter of fact, when he told me about it, I said, I'm not air canning. Oh, we make a lot of money here air canning.
Oh.
I said, no.
Crooked bastards. That's why they take advantage of people who don't know any better.
I'm talking like in 1982, '83. They're like, yeah, we make an extra $20-$30, you know, a shift doing that.
It's a big deal, though. I mean, that's a lot of money then.
It was a lot of money then. Air cannon. Yep.
Yeah. No, I know when I first got my license, I got screwed a few times at like getting my oil changed at like Jiffy Lube and stuff that like sold us. Because I didn't know how to change oil. I didn't have any friends that knew how to do that that could help me. So I would just have to drive it to when Jiffy Lube was the thing. I end up like walking out paying like $75 for an oil change because I would get the special air filters and the special this and that and the other. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, so yeah, that sucked.
Sparky's asking, did Duchess have a Mustang as her first?
I wish. I wanted a Camaro, really, but I couldn't afford. Well, the ones I could afford were had like, you know, the head gasket busted out and stuff like that. So I had a 1980, God, so embarrassing, a 1981 Pontiac Phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. It was as awful as it sounds. So that thing, the used car dealer saw my father coming before he even got into the lot. And my dad didn't know shit about cars. And they sold him this piece of shit. No, it was such in bad shape. It was just a mess. This car just slowly like just decomposed. It was terrible.
My first car.
It was a good first car. I beat the hell out of it. For sure.
Yeah, sorry, my first car was a 1970 Maverick, Ford Maverick. It had a big bench seat, and it was a ton of room in this thing. Oh, and it had a straight
six. Pull the ladies clothes.
Straight six cylinder. Yeah, you just go around the corner fast, and they'd slide right over.
John's making left turns constantly. These girls like banging into him like, ah.
I had that car for about a year. I tore all four wheels off of it. It was, my dad said, he gave me the thing. You hit everything but the snack bar with that car. he nicknamed me Herbie Kirby because I would crash into curves and shit. Because I was always going into a corner too fast and like, uh-oh. Hit the brakes. Pow. Come home. I remember one time I'm driving straight. It's a dry day. I'm driving straight down the road and it sounds like tires are going, because this thing's front end so out of alignment. Curb feelers. I tore the curb feelers off. Yes.
Well, Sparky, you're charming. Thank you. It's a Phoenix 1981, so the car was 20 years old. Duchess, you're very charming. Thank you. You made my night.
Yeah. I remember my sister, she would come home with no hubcaps on her car. She'd scrape them off trying to park.
That's how you learn. But yeah, I had a lot of scrapes on my tires on the I guess the sidewalls.
Yeah, no sense like having white walls. They should tear them right off.
It was bad. I remember I was hanging out, like we were chatting in a parking lot. It was like a couple of us. And I, for some reason, I got a hair up my ass to like, all right, I'm just, it's time to go. And I was just like going to be like, and just like sharp left turn and peel out, forgetting that I'm parked next to a light post, like those big concrete ones in the supermarket. And I went around, it was just the side of my car. I was like, oh, God damn it. So that poor car, it was a piece of shit, but I did not deserve anything better than a piece of shit.
Yeah, you tore everything off of it anyhow.
Slowly, but I mean, not all of it, but it was hit. It was hit in the parking lot. It was dented. It was just so bad.
Sparky says his first car was a 1977 Monte Carlo, long and black.
Sweet.
My second car was a 1977 Monte Carlo, the silver.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And the front end was like an aircraft carrier. It was like 50 feet long.
The grill's this big because it's sucking all the oxygen in. Yeah. What was it? It was like a What size engine was that thing? It had to have been huge.
Well, mine only had a 305 in it. I don't know. It was it was V8, but still.
I had a Pontiac Phoenix. It probably had a couple hamsters. So, I mean, that car did not move.
I'll never forget me and my sister had this huge fight. She was 17. And I said something. I said, "You'll need me before I need you," or something like that. And she was, matter of fact, the car broke down like right over here on the corner from where I live now. So she calls my mom and she goes, she had to walk she walked to somebody's house, knocked on the door. Can I use my phone? My car's broke down. They let her. She called
my mom.
What did
you need
to do? She called my mom and she says, "My car won't start." And so my mom comes in and she says, "Your sister's car won't start." And I said,
too bad for her.
She should call a mechanic. And my mom and dad were divorced. So my dad was living in Philly at the time. So she says, "You listen, you get up there right now and you go get your sister." Blah, blah, blah. Fine.
Okay.
And she goes, "Oh, by the way, your girlfriend's with her." I said, okay, I'll go get her because, you know,
now I gotta get her.
So I go over there. I pull up behind her. I get out, and the whole place smells like gasoline. Well, she flooded it. She's trying to start the car up.
Right.
She's pumping the gas. The whole thing's flooded. So back then, what you did was you just held your foot down to the floor on the gas and turned the car and go, and it would start up, right? So it starts up. So I start it up, and I clear it out. And she goes, "Stupid car." And she gets in the car, and she slams the door. My girlfriend's on the other side. And I go, "It's not the car's fault you don't know how to start it." With that, she drops it in the drive and spins mud all over me. I am covered from head to toe. Just
I like your sister. Mud.
So I go home and I walk in the back door and my mom goes, "What happened to you?" I said, "I'm going to kill your daughter." So I tell her the story. She goes, all right, go upstairs, get a shower. I'll take care of this." So I'm out of the shower and I'm getting changed and I hear my mom. She comes in and my mom reads her the riot act. "I sent your brother out there and he didn't want to go. And then you take and spin mud all over him. How dare you?" Give a shit. Oh my God.
And would your sister ever apologize or just like made to apologize? Or
Bob's
just,
here. Meh. My first car was your mom.
Okay,
Bob. Jesus.
Oh, everybody's sharing their cars. Let's see. Who is it? Dean had a 71 Cutlass 442. Red Wizard had 76 Buick Century V6. Sparky also had a 305 in his.
Red Wizard ate my bike.
74 Plymouth Satellite.
Hey, John needed your help earlier, Bob. He had some audio issues.
84 Ford Ranger. Nice.
Jason.
Pimping ain't easy.
Bob had a 1980 Dodge Pussy Wagon. Jesus Christ, that might as well have been a...
Weren't they small, like a rabbit, right? Like a Volkswagen rabbit? They were small like that, right? With the little hatchback?
Yeah.
How did you even fit in that, Bob? You're so tall.
He might as well had a Prius. We used to tease Andrew about his
into
Prius.
It.
How do you get? How do you pick up chicks in a Prius?
Well, yeah, look like a rabbit.
Look like a rabbit.
There you go.
I get it.
They were little. I don't know what a satellite looked like. The 74 Plymouth Satellite. I don't think I know that one.
I can't remember. I remember the Jimmy.
I'll have to Google that.
He had a. I don't even know what year it was. I think it was like a 67 Plymouth Sport Fury. It was a big giant.
A Plymouth what?
Sport Fury.
Sport
Fury. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lisa had a 79 Regal with a V8. Nice. When they made them like that.
But the problem that with cool. that was the Regals, they had no weight in them. All the weight was in the front end. So as soon as you touched the gas, you'd spin the back tires. Because that was before front wheel drive, wasn't it? 1980. It was somewhere right there when they started going to front wheel drive. But I have to look up a 73-74 Satellite. I've never seen them.
Sparky says they were sharp looking.
Okay. I'll take his word for it. But yeah.
Plymouth Satellite. For sale. Let's see. For sale near me.
Well, so you can't.
Oh, they are cool.
Now I got to look it up because I can't.
Yeah, you do. Sorry for anybody downloading.
See, this is now we're doing video. We're not supposed to be doing this.
Well, we're not showing video. We're just 74, looking while we're.
What is
Mike's
it,
dropping it in the chat. Yeah, Plymouth Satellite. Oh, that looks.
There it is.
Does it look like it's an old Mustang?
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's sharp.
We used to call them Chargers. I thought they were Chargers. That looks like a Plymouth Charger. All right. I'm not putting any video up, so I'm still sticking with my video.
All right. I did find one that's for sale. It's $18,900. It's really sharp. It's almost like
$1,900.
It's in beautiful condition. It's really nice.
Yeah, but
it's on a classic car site. Well, it's a Plymouth. I wouldn't buy a Plymouth. No. Well, those Plymouths, maybe.
I remember a friend of mine had a Plymouth. What was it? It was yellow. It was kind of like the, remember the judge had the spoiler on the back? But it was like that, but it didn't have the spoiler. And inside, it was a standard transmission, and it had a Hurst shifter. But it wasn't like the knob. It was like a handle, almost like a pull brake. And he said, if anybody steals the, I don't care if they steal the car, but they got to leave the shifter because it was the only thing in the car that was worth anything was the shifter. He used to pull in. Plymouths were terrible with oil. He would pull in. He'd say, fill up the oil and give me $2 worth of gas, please.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even putting Bob shit up anymore. He's just a filthy, dirty old man anymore.
Oh, my God.
He really is. He's just a filthy, dirty old man. Filthy, dirty old man. God damn, Bob. Oh, my God. Skeevy. Skeevy.
You could say like some of my Italian relatives. Skibos.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, there's...
What?
Well, this is very.
Now they're
Sparky, don't encourage
him. Jesus Christ, Sparky. Now they're in there talking about the first time Bob got a Hummer. Jesus.
Never mind. I'm not saying it. It's mean. I'm not going to say anything. Holy shit.
What was his name, Bob?
Oh, my God.
Were you a swallower or a spitter?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my word.
I'm stealing one of Bob's stories. So in Colorado, police caught a burglar trying to get away. He had robbed a house. They caught him because he called an Uber.
Oh, my God.
According to the Wheat Ridge Police Department, officers responded to Thursday night to a report of a burglary at a plumbing store. Arriving officers said they spoke to the Uber driver who they saw sitting in the area. The driver told them that he was called to pick up a man named Jose, who was walking towards the car. Officers stopped and questioned the man before he got into the Uber. Police says that he provided the officers with a fake name, but they were able to find the backpack on him with more than $8,600 worth of Milwaukee brand tools inside.
Ugh, that must have been heavy.
I'm thinking $8,600. That's a lot of tools.
That's a heavy goddamn backpack.
Backpack? Was it a dumpster? The suspect was later identified as Jose Guadalupe Perez Gallardo, was taken into custody and booked on charges that included larceny, criminal trespass, possession of burglary tools. Just a reminder, ordering an Uber as your getaway driver makes it much easier to find us, the department said. So it calls an Uber. Hey, man, I ain't got no car.
Dope.
I ain't got no car. I got to go.
Can't afford a car.
Can't afford a car. I get an Uber.
That's fucking nuts. How is that? Well, again, this is someone who like obviously didn't pay attention in school.
Never went to a library.
He probably should have learned to read and maybe he would have gotten his driver's license then he could drive his own getaway car.
Right. Had a lot of problem in fourth grade.
Fourth
grade. A lot of problems in fourth grade.
May the fourth be with you. Holy crap. I can't even.
Called an Uber.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, that's like the Darwin criminals. Like you got to phase these people out.
Were
you in for Ubering my?
He'll be let out with no bail.
Yeah,
I just saw.
Maybe
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think we're on the same track. Did you see the news story today about the judge who got attacked?
Oh my God! All right, so that's guy, number.
Yep.
So that's number one. Launched. I did see that. So there was a lady, she denied his parole. And where's like the bailiff and where's these people that are supposed to be in there protecting the judge?
It was in Vegas, so who knows what they do out there.
She sat there and she looked. This guy comes over. He leaps out, over the bench, and hits her, and she slams against the wall. You never saw her again. She was down. I don't know.
He was pummeling her. He was hitting her.
Okay? I didn't see any stories on it.
I didn't see anything either, but she was, an older woman, and she, this guy, he, like, NFL quality tackle was,
Buttfucker.
CP's open for next year.
Made better tackles than the Eagles secondary. He ain't lying. Yeah. He ain't lying.
So, but that guy, the video of watching that guy just launch. I was at the gym today, and it was on a constant loop of sailing into it.
X Twitter. If you go there, there's just every third one was of her, the guy leaping over and getting her. I saw a longer one, about a 3-minute video. It took a while to get him off of her.
Yeah, he had hold of. She also had like a giant head of curly hair. Yeah, he had his hands on her.
She had an 80s style hairdo.
It was a little poofy, yeah.
Yeah, now she's got a 90s style hairdo.
Now half her hair's gone, I'm sure. But what I was interesting is anybody who watches that video, and it's everywhere, was the guy launched over and they're trying to pull him off. And at one point, two people are like pummeling him while he's still beating this poor judge. And I noticed the man who is his attorney just standing there.
Just watching.
Yeah, he's observing, like his client. He's not going to interfere with his client. But the fact he was just,
wouldn't it be funny if his
calm.
His lawyer started beating the shit out of him, too. Just kidding.
You dummy, I'm not getting any more money.
Your Honor.
I'm not giving you your retainer back.
Hey, Your Honor, when you're finished bleeding, can I be dismissed from this case, please, Your Honor?
Yeah. That was, what surprised me was just those benches are high. I mean, it was not at ground level. She was up and elevated. He launched.
Five and a half, 6 feet he launched up in the air.
He didn't like leapfrog. He didn't have his hands on the
bench. He went right over
that
thing.
Like dove in.
It was unbelievable.
That's insane.
Yeah.
He must have done track or something. I feel bad for the judge who got the crap beat out of her, but it was impressive as shit leap. I mean,
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
When
you get your teeth put back in again, do you think you could dismiss me from my client? Can I be dismissed from this case?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Someone says that he supermanned. He did. It was actually like a Superman dive. It was insane.
Here comes the judge. There goes the judge.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. What was the other thing you were talking about? Oh, the gentleman that choked out the Michael Jackson impersonator that was threatening people in the subway.
Daniel
Perry.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Daniel Perry.
Penny. Isn't it Penny?
Daniel. Something with a P. He had, I forget how much it was for bail for him to get out. I think it was $200,000, something like that. They just had a guy that ended up raping, taking a family, breaking in and raping the family. He is out with no bail, out on his own recognizance.
How is that?
How does that happen? This is what I'm talking about. There is no justice system anymore. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. And this is why, in my heart of hearts, I think Donald Trump is going to be our next president, because people are fed up with this Biden administration and these Democratic cities. Every city that is a shithole has been run by Democrats for decades, for 30 years. Putt Rugger says no bail because he pulled out. If he finished inside?
Oh my God.
If he dumped the load inside, it would have been bail? I don't think so.
Oh.
No?
Oh, Jesus. I got nothing on that.
All right.
Wow.
Well, we don't have Bob's music to play out on.
Well, didn't we have one more football related thing we wanted to mention?
If I did, what is it?
Or did we not prepare that?
You're going to have to help me out here because I'm at a loss.
Well, I don't want to. Hang on, let me throw it in the private chat.
Just say it.
What? Well, I didn't want to. It's regarding a challenge.
Okay. All right. I did forget.
Did we want to do that or do we want to wait
until? No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
So the other night when I got done the Daily Jamingo, Duchess and Lisa and Dean and I were in Discord. And then all of a sudden, Duchess had to go. She had a call to go on.
Oh, my God. Shut up. My daughter called.
So she was on. Apparently, she was on a call. But afterwards, she went right over to Who's Right because they were having a live.
Because you guys were done.
Whatever. So she went over to Jesus. To Who's Right. And they gave the StreamYard link out. And they were bringing people in. So Duchess was sitting back there waiting patiently for her time. And they brought her on. And I have the where the
fuck? Well, it's long though.
Hang on, I can stop and start.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So here's Duchess as they bring her on.
Hello.
Hello, well, how are you?
That's Anthony.
Whoa. I was not expecting that.
Cool. Two NPR voices.
That's a hard act to follow, by the way.
Yeah. You have a very professional speaking voice.
Why, thank you very much.
Kind of turned on right now, actually. Well, all right, I'm out.
Thank you. My job is done. Good night.
So I believe you are the Duchess that we had a conversation when I was on Jody B's show, and I think I challenged you to a football trivia.
Yes.
If you remember, Anthony, Duchess commented about girls who watch football or something.
Yeah.
So what Anthony said was that girls only watch football because their husbands and boyfriends watch football. They don't really care. Wrong. They just sit there on their phones and listen to football. They have to put up with football because their boyfriend's watching. So that's what the premise was, right?
Yeah, that's what he had said, and I had debated. I had replied to his comment on that. He talked about it on their stream, and then he wrote something up on Twitter. So I had replied to that.
So you jumped on and...
Yes. Duchessed. Well, yeah, when he originally put it, yes. Yes, I duchessed.
Okay.
So.
All right, so here we go.
Women.
Okay. You, I tell you.
Well, I enjoy watching football. So
the first thing I want to do is get that conversation out of the way. Anthony.
Yeah.
You think that she is pretending. You said something like all women are pretending because that's what their husband's like or whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Wrong,
but okay.
Go.
Oh, no, I already did. I don't believe you.
I believe I contested that on your tweet, so... Like immediately. Uh-huh. So much.
I Duchessed all over your tweet.
I did.
I Duchessed all
over. He never replied. He was like, okay.
So.
Uh-huh. Still don't believe you.
Well, that's fine. I am currently first place in my fantasy football league. So well, I was, oh, I thought. But I'm not.
That's
no longer.
It's a little bit of fake news.
I didn't look at the, I looked at the standings, yes, but with the playoffs, I did not. So I am, I will correct that I am in third place.
She was the number one seed going into our fantasy football playoffs, but then she got knocked out in the first round. Oh,
she killed me, yeah.
Yeah, so she's not.
Amazing, another woman. okay.
Hey, listen, what am I going to say? I'm battling for eighth place. You're by a guy that never,
Guy who quit.
Never put a. I think three of his guys are on injured reserve. Hopefully, I can beat them this time. So I'm seventh. I went from the champion of last year to seventh place. Here we go.
Hopefully seventh.
Here we go.
Oh, nerd!
Look who's calling nerds. Any? No.
I'm a fantasy football nerd. Come on.
Well, is there a different? A women's league for that?
No, I'm currently beating men and women. So, but
you think that you know
show off? But okay,
come on. I had to come on.
No more have a little about victory. Football than I do.
Well, considering I understand that you know nothing about football, I probably know a little more than you. Yes. Am I walking encyclopedia? Am I John Madden? No.
So John who?
He's the guy that made the video games, Anthony.
I think I just won the first question.
Okay. So I'm going to ask I'm going to ask you one football related question right off the top of my head.
Uh-huh. That you Googled. Okay.
No, right off the top of my head. And if you know the answer to it, then we will have a football off. And
we'll have a football off. Okay.
Okay. So
I'm gonna panic now. So
what number was the jersey that I wore when I played football? Thank you very much.
I don't know.
Much.
Did you ever play freaking football?
Yeah, of course I played football. You know that if you listen to the show. Thank you.
I'm a relatively new listener. So
How relevant?
I think I only.
Now, here's the best part of this, because Anthony found out how Duchess found out about his show.
Yes.
This is kind of funny.
Pretty relatively, actually. I followed over when you were on Rubberneckers, Anthony.
Yes.
So not long ago.
Yes. It's all I've ever wanted. It's all I've ever wanted from this. Yes. Fuck you and your WATP.
All right.
I thought I did all right. No, I laughed entirely too much.
No, you did. Well, that's you. It's your personality. It's fine. And it's no problem. They were funny and you were being yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't like the way Doug treated my co-host. So I have a challenge for Doug. And again, sorry, Doug. I hope you don't think you have to punch down, to come on this show.
Absolutely.
But I would like to host a competition, a five-question competition between you and the Duchess on Football Knowledge. I will gather the questions. And you can come on. We can do it on your show or this show or whatever, and see if you have a better knowledge of football than the Duchess. Well, we can make it 5 questions. We can make it 10. Whatever you want to do. I'm laying a challenge out there, pussy.
I'm good with that.
And see if you'll be man enough to come over here and do battle with the Duchess on Football Knowledge. So there it is. Now, again, I don't know, like I said, Doug's big time now, and I'm just a little itty bitty podcaster that relies on video. And, let's see what happens. Let's see if he responds. I still think I hold enough, whatever you would call it, in the podcasting space to get a little bit of respect. But we'll see what happens. So we'll see what happens.
John will be the host.
Yeah, I'll be
John
the host.
Will,
I'll
John
do
will be the one asking the questions.
I'll find the questions. It'll be fair. It'll be just general football knowledge, not what jersey.
Oh, seriously, what kind of question was that? I call foul.
Yeah, I listened to the show. I don't remember. I didn't know what jersey he was. I have no idea. But
well, the funny part is when he asked, I literally went like, I don't know, like. There's 100 numbers. I could pick one, I suppose.
Sparky says, who will ask the questions? Yeah. I will ask the questions, and Doug and the Duchess can go one-on-one.
Oh my God.
Loser goes down on John. Jesus Christ. that's horrible.
That's aggressive.
That's horrible.
Yeah, Doug's going to hate that.
Ew. Okay. Clap it. All right. So that's that. We'll see what happens. And, it would be fun. It would be a fun little thing to do. And let's see what he wants to do. And again, we could do it on his Patreon or whatever he wants to do. I don't care.
However he would like.
Right. So, and you did a good job. You did a good job going on there and you had fun with those guys. And it was fun. It was entertaining.
They were fun. Mm-hmm. They were fun. I was not expecting to go on because I don't know how they do that. I've never done that. So, I was like, all right, I'll click the link and hang out. And I figured they'd just wrap it up. And all of a sudden, it was like, the camera goes like, boop. And I was like, I was like deer in the headlights. Like,
Mike says, typical one bingo game. One away, 4 places, no completion. Bingo, blue like ball. That's me.
Well, welcome to Jamingo Bingo. always get your way.
All I can say is land the plane, Mike. Hopefully that'll work. How dare you? I don't know if it's going to work or not. All right, everybody. We will be back next Thursday night. Hopefully, Bob will have something worked out with the people of Paradise Island over there and see if he'll be back.
Yes.
Or he'll still be on the run from the law because he's on the Epstein flight logs. We'll see what happens. All right, everybody.
Well, we're going to Discord for a little bit?
Of course we're going to go to Discord.
Excellent.
Of course, we're going to go to Discord. I get to do this. I get to put this up. All right, everybody. We will see you next Thursday.